Hey, Jared Morris here. If you know anything about Rainmaker Digital and Copyblogger, you may know that we produce incredible live events. Well, some would say that we produce incredible live events as an excuse to throw great parties, but that's another story. We've got another one coming up this October in Denver. It's called Digital Commerce Summit, and it is entirely focused on giving you the smartest ways to create and sell digital products and services. You can find out more at rainmaker.fm/summit. That's rainmaker.fm/summit. We'll be talking about Digital Commerce Summit in more detail as it gets closer. But for now, I'd like to let a few attendees from our past events speak for us.
For me, it's just hearing from the experts. I mean, this is my first industry event, so it's awesome to learn new stuff and also get confirmation that we're not doing it completely wrong where I work.
The best part of the conference for me is being able to mingle with people and realize that you have connections with everyone here. It feels like LinkedIn Live. I also love the parties after each day, being able to talk to the speakers, talk to other people over here. First time, people have been here before.
I think the best part of the conference for me is understanding how I can service my customers a little more easily. Seeing all the different facets and components of various enterprises then helps me pick the best tools.
Hey, we agree. One of the biggest reasons we host a conference every year is so that we can learn how to service our customers, people like you, more easily. And here are just a few more words from folks who have come to our past live events.
It's really fun. I think it's a great mix of beginner information and advanced information, so I'm really learning a lot and having a lot of fun.
Conference is great, especially because it's a single track conference where you don't get distracted by like, which session should I go to and am I missing something?
I mean, the training and everything, the speakers have been awesome, but I think the coolest aspect for me has been connecting with both people who are putting it on and then the other attendees.
So that's it for now. There's a lot more to come on Digital Commerce Summit, and I really hope to see you there in October. Again, to get all the details and the very best deal on tickets, head over to rainmaker.fm/summit. That's rainmaker.fm/summit.
You know, the fact is, like 88% or whatever it is of, I should have found that fact actually, but most users are still free. And yeah, I mean, we can pay devil's advocate too, because there's a lot of people, like, I get pushback on this all the time. And I'm like, hey, you know, if you're not hitting any limits, then don't worry about it. But I, for a fact, am unable to use, I tried to use LinkedIn without going premium. Yeah, it's funny.
And now, enjoy The Missing Link with Jabez LeBret and Micah Gadia.
And it's one of those things where it's like, you don't even know what you're not getting if you're not paying.
Right, you know what
I mean? Like, that's the thing, is that you're like, no, I don't need that. And I'm like, but you literally don't even know what all the functionality is that you aren't getting. How do you know that you don't need this? I'm telling you, as someone who has it, who uses this all the time, you do need this. This is a thing you need.
Exactly.
All right. Hence this show. Let's answer that question right there. you don't know what you don't have.
That's right. You don't know.
So I like this. Well, let's treat this as a rolling intro.
Basically,
welcome to The Missing Link, right, everybody? Today, we got an amazing special guest who's going to school us on everything we need to know about going premium. Right after a quick message from our sponsors.
The Missing Link is brought to you by the Rainmaker Platform, the complete website solution for content marketers and online entrepreneurs. Find out more and take a free 14-day test drive at rainmaker.fm/platform.
Welcome to The Missing Link. My name is Jabez LeBret. As always, we have the incredible, amazing, talented Micah Gadia.
Hey, Micah. It's going to get old one day. Jabez LeBret, how goes it?
It never gets old. We've also got Vivica Von Rosen joining us today. Back again, which is fantastic. But real quick before we jump in, we had that amazing Ask Us Anything, Ask Me Anything episode recently. And I want people to know how to get involved in the group real quick.
So
that you can jump in there and join discussions around what we're talking about. And this one is going to be a lively one because it's still a debate for some reason. But hey, that's what we're here to settle today. So
that's right.
Micah, how do we get into this special secret, top secret LinkedIn group.
All right. I'm going to tell you, if you're listening to the podcast, you will know how to do it. So if you're in the continental United States, you will pick up your mobile device. You will text us at 41411 after you stop playing Pokemon Go. And then you will put the keyword in my link. It's true. MYLINK. And remember to take out that space because it will autocorrect. So you're going to text 41411. My link is your keyword. If you're outside of the United States, or if you prefer to email, you can email us at missinglink@rainmaker.fm and we'll get you set up right away.
And hats off to Nintendo crushing
it. I know.
Criminy. Our users on Twitter, get out of here. Yeah, Twitter must be pissed.
I know, right?
LinkedIn's not. They just got acquired for $26 billion. So
yeah, they're happy.
They got acquired for a marathon, which means they're worth something. And, you know, they're worth all this money because a lot of us pay for our memberships for very good reason. But we do know there are two sides to the coin, and that's what we want to discuss today. And who better to talk about this than Vivica about just the reasons behind why you should consider a premium account. And I know, Vivica, I know you've written about this. Like, you recently had an article in Social Media Examiner about this topic.
Yeah, yeah. Because it's a question I get all the time. I mean, every single day, whether it's on Twitter, email, on LinkedIn, like someone saying, why should I have a premium account? So I'm like, well, why don't I write that answer? And then I don't have to answer it anymore. I can just point people to the article. And now to this podcast.
And then look what we did. Now we're asking you the question again. Surprise.
I'm sorry, Vivica.
This is the
last. You thought you were getting out of answering this question, and we're dragging you right back in. So, all right. Let's first off, let's talk about tell the audience how LinkedIn is structured. So some people may not even really know that there is a paid option or what that even is about. We're not talking about advertising here. What are we talking about?
Yeah. And so advertising is one of the ways that LinkedIn makes its money. But a big portion of the way LinkedIn makes its money is through premium or paid accounts. And there are, you know, various types of premium accounts. There's a job seeker account. There's the Business Plus account. There's a recruiter account. And then there's the Sales Navigator account. I am actually not the biggest fan of Sales Navigator. So I pretty much focused the article that I wrote for Social Media Examiner on Business Plus, which is the one that I use. But we can talk about, you know, any or all of the premium accounts on LinkedIn. The main reason I don't like Sales Nav is, in my humble opinion, it just doesn't sync well with LinkedIn. So all the work that I've put into my LinkedIn account as far as, you know, tagging people, saving searches, it just kind of gets thrown away and I have to start over with Sales Navigator. So for me,
that sounds terrible.
Yeah, I know, right? And so if you've got a big sales team and the whole sales team is new to LinkedIn, yeah, sure, go Sales Nav, which is kind of a CRM in and of itself. And that's a whole conversation for another day, especially with the Microsoft acquisition of LinkedIn. But yeah, mostly I just want to talk about the business.
That's more of a conversation for 9 to 12 months from now.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you know, Microsoft's acquisition is not going to really be hitting us anytime soon as far as impacts
November,
are concerned.
December, January, February. Exactly right. Exactly right.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm with you. I'm also on the business account as well. So we have the same paid account. What do we get for said paid account? We were talking just the other day and somebody was like, you know, I've got this limited marketing budget. Like, where do I spend my money? And one of the things I brought up was you don't spend it all on clicks. Sometimes you have to spread that money around a little bit. So what do we get for paying?
So,
like, what are the differences between paying and free?
What are the differences, exactly? So one of the things I used, and just a little story before I answer your question, I got really pissed at LinkedIn because they upgraded me, and they might have done this to you, Jabez, but when I had the Sales Plus account, which they've gotten rid of, I had the Sales Plus account, and they automatically upgraded me. You can't see my fingers, but I'm putting quotation marks in there. They upgraded me to Sales Nav, and I was so annoyed with LinkedIn. And this was, I think, in October, November. And I was just like, that's it. I'm just not doing a premium account anymore. Because also, by the way, the next account up from Sales Plus, which was $39, was Business Plus, which I think was $59. So I'm like, I'm not using premium anymore. And I lasted like 2 weeks, and that was over the holidays. So I find it impossible. Like my, you know, $39 a month was really going to affect LinkedIn. But yeah, I find it almost impossible not to use LinkedIn. And the first thing that just drove me nuts that I couldn't see it was everyone who's viewed my profile. That is just such a rich source of leads. And a lot of people think, oh, that's creepy. But no, it's not. It's people who are looking at your profile. And it's not that you just show up in a search. It's you show up in a search and someone clicks on your name and they look at your profile. If they've invested that 10 right. or 15 seconds these days, right? Like where our attention span is 2.5
right. any moment.
Well, so what do you do with that? I mean, you got right. somebody looking at your profile. Yeah. Okay, well, that's fine and dandy. And people are like, okay, so now what am I supposed to do?
So yeah, so first of all, the difference between paid and free is with free, you only get to see the last 5 people who viewed your profile. So if you have less than 5 people viewing your profile a day, then just make the habit of looking at this every day. It's on your homepage. But if you have more than 5 people viewing your profile a day, you know, that's where premium comes in. Why it's important is, you know, who looks at your profile? Your friends and your family, sure. Your competitors, and it's good to know that they're checking you out. And prospects, mm-hmm. you know, really that's, and the occasional slug and stalker, but really mostly it's friends, family,
and strategic alliances too. I've had quite a few people who lined up well. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll look at my competition and who's looking at my profile. And you're exactly right. That might very well translate into a strategic alliance. In fact, I've got a program right now that I'm running with, you know, 6 of my biggest competitors who just also happen to be awesome people. And we've created this business together. So what an awesome That's opportunity awesome. There, right? The other
sometimes to freak out. Hold on real quick before we keep going. I'll forget to say this to freak people out. Sometimes I will go to a competitor and look at like 150 people at their company's profiles. Knowing that most of them, at least a good portion of them, will see that I've looked, and exactly. it like holy criminy, they're like, "What's going on? What's happening? On? Why is Jabez looking at her profile? What's that? Who's hey?" And all of a sudden, they'll start having meetings, and your name will start coming up in meetings where they're like, "Why is G and GF and Jabez looking at our profiles? Like, what is going on? Someone get to the bottom of this." And I sit back and I'm like, "I was on vacation and I was bored.
I had nothing better to do. I was on United. It was
this is LinkedIn fun,
exactly."
We'll have to have a whole episode on LinkedIn tricks. How to have fun on LinkedIn.
How to mess with people on LinkedIn. So what do you do? Well, like what do you do as action steps when you're looking right. through all of these people who are looking at your profile? What do you do? Like, what are the next steps?
Yeah. And by the way, I love that you said you can look at different companies, because the other like total bonus part of this is if you've got a premium account, you can sort what companies looked at you. So I can see who's viewed my profile, right? And see that 7 people on LinkedIn looked at my profile, 5 people from IBM looked at my profile, 21 people from this company looked at my profile. Well, hello. If 21 people from the same company looked at my profile, then I need to reach out to them. And so to answer your question, If we're already connected, I can just simply send them a message, and it gives me an opening, right? So, hey, notice you viewed we're looking at my profile. That's awesome. It's been a while since we talked. Please let me know if I can, you know, answer any questions for you. A lot of has changed on LinkedIn. Let me know if we need a refresher. So that's a message to someone I already connected to. But the magic of who's viewed your profile is the ability to very easily send an invitation to someone who's viewed your profile who you're not connected to, because again, it gives you the excuse, you know, hey, person from LinkedIn, I noticed you viewed my profile. Right. If you have any questions, I'd love to answer them. Let's connect here to make the process of communications easier, or however you would say that in your own voice. But basically, hey, I want to help you out. It's kind of hard if we're not connected. So let's connect. Bam. And so, now you've got a connection. So now you can send them a private message. You've got access to their email and phone number, and you can follow up with them. Even if they like accept your invitation to connect, but maybe they didn't read that customized invitation because they don't know how to, because LinkedIn doesn't make that very easy. You just follow up with a message. I don't know if you got my, if you saw the message when I invited you to connect, but I saw that you viewed my profile. let's chat, you know? So really easy way to use LinkedIn as the reason for connecting.
There's a couple things that you brought up there. Number one, you can click connect directly from the Who's Viewed My Profile. And LinkedIn for a little while, and I don't know if you recall this, had changed it to where that was an automatic request with no option to, with no option to make it custom, which was a bad programming error there for usability. They fixed that. They have fixed that. So if you're thinking, oh, I'm told I'm not supposed to send generic invites, you're not. You now have the, it takes you to the screen.
Oh, you know what? I just hit connect and it just, invite. Oops. So I was just testing it because I know they did that and I know they took it away. And I just, from my assistant's going to kill me. I was literally on her account. And I hit connect and it just sent the, it just sent an invitation.
It sent the auto.
It sent the auto.
So I just clicked connect to while you were talking and it sent me to the right screen.
And
so
it sent you to the right.
Apparently they're testing
there's
it.
There's two spots. Yeah. Yeah. The top five, if it's like a colored picture, that's interesting. So the top five, if you hit connect, it just sends an automatic invitation. But after that, you actually have the opportunity of customizing the invite. Yeah, they must be testing it. Isn't that funny? Because
that's testing right now. Yeah, because
that's testing.
I just clicked one of my top five.
Yeah,
which hopefully they'll figure out. Here's the problem is that LinkedIn's going to have a tough time getting access to the data of the impact of whether or not you can or can't. The custom one leads to more connections.
Right.
Due to the fact that they don't know who's reading it, like you said, because it typically gets lost in the email inbox. But it still is important. So when you can, do send custom ones. And I like the idea. Something I'm going to do, I'm going to try out of the box, because as you were talking, you got my mind thinking. I'm going to take a screenshot of them looking at my profile, print it out in color, and then write them a handwritten letter that says, I love connecting online, but I also like to connect in person, and then mail it to somebody.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, we're going old
school. I'm
going
to steal that.
Yeah. So I think
it's
for the
sharing.
For the sharing. That's right. So for the ones first, I'm going to try it out for someone that you know, looks like someone I really, really, really want to be connected with more than just, hey, let's connect on LinkedIn. I'm going to try to take it one step further, you know, and I encourage people to be thinking like that, you know, don't get stuck in thinking this is the only environment to be hanging out in. All right. So continuing on, we have the ability to see who's viewed our profile. And I completely concur that you should be reaching out to them and connecting. And it is okay to be upfront about it and say, this is the second thing that you said, which was, hey, I saw you viewed my profile. That is a completely acceptable thing to say to somebody and to say, I saw you viewing my profile. Looks like we have something in common. Let's connect. What else are some of the things that we get to have with the paid premium account? Or is that it? Is it just that people can?
That's it. That's the only thing. No.
Short show.
Okay. Obviously, I know that's not the only thing, but I was just trying to, you know, facilitate an easy, you know, I was trying to be a good host and facilitate an easy toss-up softball
great question. Great host,
Jabez. Toss-up softball question. So I'm going to take it from here. You can send emails, right? So you can actually send people direct emails, importantly, that you don't know.
Yeah,
these aren't people that you're connected with.
So,
yeah, and the difference between that and free.
Right. So with a free account, you have to pay like $10 per in-mail. And with your premium account, you get 15 plus. So I think with our business plus, we get 50 in-mails, which just goes to show you how often I don't use in-mails because I don't need to. But in-mails are an absolutely great way to get to reach out to someone if they're not responding to an invitation or you're uncomfortable sending them an invitation to connect or they're not responding to an email or a phone number. You're like, well, you know, I can at least try an in-mail. I think what people do wrong with in-mails is they go right into the sales pitch. And who's going to respond to like, I don't even know you. Buy me a freaking drink first. Like, hello, say hello. Like, make it obvious that you viewed my profile at least. Don't you love those
how
emails?
How easy do you think I am?
I know, exactly. I mean, back in 2008, the Miami Herald did an article on me called The Promiscuous Networker. And apparently that's still around if you think I'm going to buy your stuff first. So, yeah, no.
That's so awesome.
Very, very important, though. Stop sending the sales pitch out of the gate.
The sales pitch.
It's a waste of your time and everybody
else's. Yeah, it's a waste of your time and money because you do only get a limited amount of introduction. So, you know, make sure that you review the profile of the person person you're sending the in-mail to. And always just use the in-mail as a form of getting to know the other person, asking them a question. I guess if your ask is something like, hey, would you be on my podcast? That's one thing. But hey, will you buy my $40,000 program? That's another thing entirely. You know, really, it's about trying to get either them to accept an invitation to connect, in which case you can take it to the second level. Or, you know, would you be willing to chat with me for five or 15 minutes about something? But just going right in for the buy my stuff is just never going to work on an in-mail. So, yeah, you do.
And I'm pretty much, I turn down almost every request, unsolicited request for time. I'm like, I don't have a bazillion hours to sit here and, you know, get on a call to see if we know, if there makes sense for us to know each other. At least give me some background as to why you think we should talk. Any amount of background would be fine.
Exactly. I mean, it's kind of obvious that you've just copied and pasted from Vivica's swipe file, you know, like, yeah, take a little time and look at the person and say why. That's exactly right. Because I don't have 5 hours a day for people to pick my brain, which is my least favorite, you know, phrase in the world. But tell me why you want to have a conversation with me. And then let's keep it to that 15 minutes, right? Yeah. No, I agree with you 1,000%.
So speaking of searching and looking, there is also with the paid account an extra bonus access to your search, the way you can search, right?
Yeah, there's a bunch of things with search, actually, which and when we were pre-show, we were chatting, you don't know what you don't know. And so a lot of people don't realize there's a whole bunch of restrictions on search until they hit, you know, until they hit them. So first of all, if you've got a free account, especially if you've got, if you're newer to LinkedIn, some of the people who've been on LinkedIn for, you know, 10 plus years are grandfathered in a little bit. But if you have a new account on LinkedIn, you might do a search, get 100 results, and then LinkedIn basically says, yeah, you're done for the month. Like, you can't do any more searches. Like, good luck with that. Okay. Which, oh my gosh, are you kidding me? So that's a huge restriction. And that's probably the thing that converts people more than anything into premium is like, I got to find these prospects and LinkedIn's not letting me do any more search. So that's number one. Number two is LinkedIn member, right? When LinkedIn won't give you a first or a last name, or at least won't give you a last name. So with a premium account, you have a better access to first and last name, which helps because even if LinkedIn won't give you access to the profile, you can go take that to Google and kind of get into the person's profile, you know, through the back door through Google. So that's good, having the first name and the last name and more full search results as well. You also get more saved searches, and saved searches, much like who's viewed your profile.
Right, I remember.
Yep, saved searches are the second reason. Oh my gosh, I can't even tell you how upset I was until I remembered that I had a ninja trick around this. But I had 7 saved searches, which is the limit for Business Plus. They were, I mean, it took me hours really to refine these searches to get exactly the type of person I wanted through, you know, the use of Boolean and of course the advanced search features, which I'll talk about in just a second. And LinkedIn, when they upgraded me to Sales Nav, because the two don't really talk well together, they just deleted 4 of my 3 searches.
Oh, like, brutal.
Hours of
I'm
work.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I had a meltdown until I'm like, oh yeah, but I also, you know, what I teach other people to do is if you export your data, that's in settings. If you export your data, it actually records your searches. So I'm like, oh yeah, I can just go to my exported data, go and find those searches and then try to rebuild it on LinkedIn, which is what I did. But they just, boom, done, gone. Like, oh my gosh, are you kidding
me? Not cool.
Not cool at all.
So now, and we're still in the search world here.
We're still
talk
in the
about
search
advanced
world.
Search.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're still searching search. On with premium.
We're still searching with premium.
Is more advanced.
So on the free side, you get what you need, like your keywords and your titles and the keywords and the titles and the company and the school and the location. But with just one second. Sorry. You know, it's just
that's so our NPR intro now.
I was gonna laugh if his name was LinkedIn or like premium or something or like Lion, you know. I was, like,
oh my gosh, Lion. Totally. Lion. No, it's Callaway for the golf.
Jeff Weiner. No.
Jeff Weiner. Jeff. Would you stop?
He's a wiener dog. Weiner. Jeff Weiner. Knock it off.
Especially if it was like a wiener dog, one of those Witzer Schnino wiener. Okay, we digress. Fantastic. That's awesome. I almost have to get a wiener dog and name it Jeff. Anyway, and then I could yell at it. Groups. So with the advanced premium search, you get some more search fields. And I use, this is the third thing that I was like, oh, I can't do searches without these. The ability to refine your search by company size and by seniority level and by groups. I use those in every search I do for myself and for my clients, right? Because everyone these days, I mean, huge. I call myself a CEO. I have one employee and three VAs. Like, really? I'm a CEO? Come on. But I call myself that. So
you're
everyone
CEO of your own life?
I am. I'm the CEO of LinkedIn life.
And soon you'll be the CEO of Jeff Weiner.
Exactly. Jeff Weiner dog. Oh, now I have to do that.
Thank you for listening to The Missing Link. Tune in next week as we continue the discussion to improve your marketing on LinkedIn.